Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, September 30th at 9 o'clock a.m. We'll begin with an invocation offered by Lorinda Isaacson, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Father in Heaven, we thank Thee for this day. We thank Thee for all the wonderful blessings that Thou hast given us. We ask Thee to please be with us during this meeting, that we might be able to do the right things for the county, that we will be guided by Thy hand. We are so grateful for the weather and the moisture that we have received. We ask that that continue. Please be with us and help those that are in need, and help us to know and be able to follow through with those needs. We are so grateful, and we say this in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome, everyone. We have quite a few people joining us today. So as far as introductions go, we have all three county commissioners. Commissioner Lytle is online virtually, and Commissioner Acey and myself are in the courthouse. And Lorinda Isaacson, our clerk. Why don't we just go through the room and make introductions for the record, please. Terry, would you mind starting?
Terry Wright.
Thank you.
Yuli Blair.
Pat Ringel with the Division of Wildlife.
Wendy Lessig with the Recreational Aviation Foundation.
Okay. And John Clayton with the RAF and the Utah Backcountry Pilots Association.
Roy Evans with the Utah Backcountry Pilots Association.
Brett Reynolds, Tipco Engineering.
Brian Gibson, IT Technician.
Cordell McCracken, IT
Director. Welcome. And then virtually, we have Commissioner Lytle, Jordan Hewitt, our tourism, from the tourism department, and Jeff McCarty with Sunrise, and Jeremy Larson. Jeremy, who are you with?
I'm also with Sunrise.
Okay, thank you so much. Can those of you online hear us all right today?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good. We'll take what we can get, right? Okay, so to get started, I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
I will second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks, Jack. The next item on the agenda is to review the minutes from Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, from the Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the dates mentioned for the Daggett County Commission and RDA.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve as presented the meeting minutes from Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, for the Daggett County Commission and Daggett County Redevelopment Agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Issue updates for discussion. Any updates or discussion for the redevelopment agency?
None that I'm aware of on my side.
How about the municipal building authority? Affordable workforce housing. Cordell, any updates for us?
Yeah, I drove by this morning and they are on scene. Looks like they're breaking.
Good. And Cordell's referring to our self-help housing program that we're just getting started. Well, it's been a lot of red tape getting started, but we're constructing now. It's happening now. So very good. Thanks for that update. I don't see anybody from the Sheriff's Department. Lorinda, are you aware of any updates from the Sheriff's Department or or Jack?
LEPC meeting is going to be on the 9th.
Perfect. At noon?
Yes,
In conjunction with our luncheon?
Yes.
Perfect. Brett, anything from the Fire and EMS District as a board member? Thank you. Airports, any discussion on airports today? I know we have some agenda items during policy and legislation in a few minutes. But anything?
Working through the airport operations manual, also working to try to find out if the beacon down there is working in the airport. See if I can find out about that. I also need to know if that's got to be working before we do our nighttime evaluation. I'll be working it. That's kind of what I'm holding off on the nighttime evaluation, making sure that beacon is going. And then I guess it'll come down to whether or not we actually need the beacon or not, whether we want to get a new one or whether we want to take that one down.
Okay. I know Kent called me and made me aware of that last night, and I then said that the Outback would be here today and have some discussion with us. So,
good. Any luck setting up that coordination meeting that we've been discussing for the past few weeks with Dutch John and the airport manager from Vernal?
No, I have no problem.
Okay. Let me know if you need contact info. I can help you with that. All right. Clinic updates. Randy, do you have anything for us?
Well, they've got the walls all done and poured the floor yesterday. And they've got it all sawed up in pieces already. But that was quite a eye-opener for me. I've never seen use the lasers and not have to have
screed boards.
Boards. Yeah. You know, there was a guy with a screed,
yeah,
but did it by himself and just had a machine or the laser would tell him how deep the mud was. And it was quite a... I thought a lot of cement until I watched these guys. Pretty amazing.
But it's good progress.
It's going to start showing movement now. I think it's getting to where we can't hide it anymore. It's above ground now.
That's good. Roads, any discussion on roads today? Code enforcement issues. Legislation. Jordan, anything on tourism today for discussion?
The only thing we can think of is Peggy and I are making efforts to get Bourbon Bash started and plan. We have a meeting on the 9th. Other than that, Peggy and I are headed to Utah Tourism Conference right now.
Well, travel safely. Keep your eyes on the road.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any citizens that would like to make comment today? Please.
We'd like to talk about the new Taylor Flat Airport. So I guess it's old for you guys, but it's new for everybody else. But you were well aware we got the BLM has finally approved the application, and we are now poised and ready to get set up to start getting that airport back in shape and opening it up. From there, writings here, we're not going to be able to do anything until the 15th of March. So we're
May.
May. Is it May or March?
Yeah, it's wildlife restriction through the end of April.
Oh, okay. So we'll be here in May then to get started on that. Well, that was for the deer and elk, and they said if they weren't present, we could probably get
this one, the reopening can start in as early as May, and
no, that's okay. But anyway, so we're just here to talk to you guys about that. There's a few things. We have some I's to dot and some T's to cross with you guys to get this thing finalized. The airport's going to be in Daggett County purview, so that you guys will be in control of it. It will be held in perpetuity because the county's going to have it. But the RAF and the Utah Backcountry Pilots both are represented here, and we're both working on getting the airport reconditioned. We may ask the county if they could come in and maybe do a little bit of grading and cleanup, but for the most part, we think we can handle all of it on our own. We have corner markers that we have to install and some things, and we'll still probably be working with the BLM on how they want us to walk off the other ends of the runway, the western end of the runway.
Eastern end,
of the runway. And so to protect the sage grouse area. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at with that. I think Wendy has some things that she needs to talk to you about.
So just to make it clear that both the Utah Backcountry Pilots Association and the RAF are both nonprofit organizations with volunteer pilots. So basically what we want to do is have volunteers do the work. We don't want that airstrip to be any burden to the county. And, you know, if there's something that needs to be done to it, you know, we'd like to help figure out what needs to be done, make a plan, and for the most part, if it involves money, we can a lot of times get grants to do things for it. But for the reopening of the airstrip, which it's been closed for 28 years, as John said, we're planning to get volunteers to help to get all of those activities done. Also, as part of the application that we made, it says that we'll get an FAA identifier for the airstrip. So I put together the application paper form, and if it's acceptable to Daggett County, if you can sign the paper copy, I can upload that to the FAA's application database and then take the information off that paper copy and do it electronically. And then the FAA takes, 4 months or 6 months, and then eventually there's a FAA identifier. So that's kind of in parallel with the airstrip. So the two things that need to be signed would be the lease agreement with the BLM and also the application for the FAA identifier. And we'll be glad to answer any questions if there's, about those. I've probably used up more than 5 minutes. Sorry.
No, you're fine. No. Thank you. So the application for the identifier, do you have that with you today?
Yes, I do.
We'll probably want to have, if you can give that to the clerk, we'll probably want to have that on the agenda,
okay,
itemized on the agenda next week for discussion to be able to turn in that application. And then I'm assuming that there will need to be since we made application to the BLM for the reopening of the airstrip, that there'll need to be there's probably a new agreement that we'll need to consider. Okay.
The BLM Realty guy emailed it to your email address, and I asked him to let me know so that I could mention it and
perfect,
to see if, you probably get hundreds of emails. But he also said that he was going to be mailing it. So you should probably be getting that this week, I would guess.
Perfect. If we could do those both next week on the agenda, I think that would be great.
Who is that coming from?
That will be coming from Patrick Arnsbrock, at the Vernal BLM office.
And I'll check through my emails and see if I have that as well. They're able to get to you. But if we could put both those items on the agenda for next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And you guys are welcome to participate with us next week. And if virtual is an easier option for you, you're welcome to join us virtually. Where are y'all from? Where'd you come from?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So thank you for your dedication. As you mentioned, 28 years of having that backcountry airstrip closed and now reopened. There's been a lot of work and effort to get to this point. Periodically throughout those 28 years, I think there's been some efforts that have been made, and we're grateful that it finally stuck and that we can get it back open.
Well, one thing I'd like to especially thank Jack Lytle, because he came to the meetings with the BLM, and some of the wild ideas that they had, he kind of nipped that in the bud, and that really, really helped a lot. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, we'd like to also put a shout out to Kent Bowen, who I think is kind of in the organizer. He was kind of the spunk behind all of this and got us involved in it. So we really thank him. We thank you, the commissioners, for supporting us in this and helping us through this, because it's been a long road. Working with the BLM, you guys probably know very well, they're not the easiest organization to get through, but with Wendy's stewardship through this whole thing, she's followed up and stayed on top of it and found ways for them to say yes instead of no, and we're here now, and it's been very successful, and we couldn't be more happy.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Brett, did you have a comment?
Well, a question. Glad to hear you brought up fact that you're going to get the FAA identifier in that process. Do they also give you the runway number?
They don't give the runway number until after they've done their analysis obstructions. And
that will be part of the whole process.
At the end of it, what will come out of it is the identifier number.
And the runway number.
The runway number, it's 927. That's just the magnetic direction.
But it is 927?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've already got that. So then I think what we need to do after we get that identifier map, we'll have to get a hold of the Utah Division of Aeronautics and make sure that they're aware of this.
They are.
Okay, and get it on their list. Because then that would open up potential funding you can get through.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
One of the things I hope, I'm not sure how you might decide who the airport manager is. The Utah Backcountry Pilots has, there are 120 airstrips on BLM land. Not all of them are usable at the moment, but we've been working with the BLM to try and get airstrips recognized and so that they can officially be used. And the Utah Backcountry Pilots, when we've been asking for the identifiers, I guess on the identifier, FAA identifier applicator, in going through that process, what we've kind of tried to do is consolidate the point of contact to be the Utah Backcountry Pilots Association. They have a website that has all of these airstrips named and identified, and ones that don't have the identifier. And pilots can make airstrip reports and things like that. And, you know, not to usurp anybody's authority or anything like that, but we were on the application, we were suggesting to put the Utah Backcountry Pilots so that they can kind of be the backcountry leader on taking care of the airstrips, not just Tater Flat, but the other ones also. When people have questions about, hey, can I land my Cessna 152 there or something like that, and they have access to, if there's a notice to airmen that needs to be made or any changes, It doesn't give any authority to do anything at the airport. It's mainly to keep track of the aviation part of it as pilots, helping other pilots kind of thing. So that's something to think about. If that's not the way you want to do it, then we can change that and put what needs to be on there for the Daggett County.
Okay, the other question I have, were you guys aware of the very runway we have at Wichita?
Yes, there is one there.
So is that of any value to you guys?
That one for Dutch John is, we'd like to have all the runways that they'll give us, is what we're trying to do. If they're useful and have fun things to do once you get there. And Dutch John is one that has the paved runway and the dirt runway.
Yes, and we actually, a few years ago, spent quite a bit of work to get that runway back up and running a little bit. So I just want to make sure it was worthwhile.
Yes.
If I could interject a little on that, if you guys could figure out a place to put a little camping area over there, because the backcountry pilots are generally campers who like to just hang out underneath the wing or airplane. So if you could put a little parking area off that dirt strip.
I'd have to go back and look at our airport layout plan, but I always know that that was one of the visions, was you would fly in, pull off the side, and, yeah. And I think it's probably would accommodate that, but I'd have to check.
Yeah, that would be a great thing, because that would be a place for pilots to land if they want to come in. And I don't know if you guys have, I'm sure you have a restroom in up there, but...
Actually, no.
Okay.
It's been discussed, though.
Yeah, there's lots of plans to do that. And we could start throwing some of that. You know, we're doing our list for the future. Maybe that's something we want to put in there. We do want to take the old hangar area and all that and turn it into an airport lounge.
Yeah.
You know, a lounge area type of thing.
So that runway, Dutch John and now Taylor Flat are both going to be just diamonds for the guys like me that like to fish.
Yeah, and there was a culvert in the middle of the culvert in that runway that we took care of.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I know our attorney that we had previous, he carried a bicycle in his airplane.
Yeah.
He would park his airplane and come to the meetings on his bicycle. But
yeah,
you know,
I've got a little inflatable kayak, fishing kayak, that I can put in the back of my airplane, and it's like a backpack. I can throw it on my back, and so getting Taylor Flat open for me is just, I can hike over,
there's
run my boat in, I can float down around the corner, get out, come back up. I can camp underneath my airplane and spend a day or two up here and enjoy a couple of really good trips down that section over there and fish. So
as far as being able to park and camp, you really don't need much, right?
No. It's a big primitive camping. I mean, my division.
You tie down or anything like that?
Most pilots have the ones that they
bring. The kind that you can put in the ground yourself. I mean, tie downs would be nice. A picnic table would be nice. A bike shed would be really nice. A pit toilet would be really nice. Those are all things that we can discuss down the road. We just want to get the airport open and get BLM satisfied with what we're doing, and then we can work on some of these other things in the future.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And having her, we need all the help we can get to work with the BLM.
This is the biggest asset we have in the state of Utah right here. I'm just telling you that.
I must have a golden touch with the BLM, because since we've started with the travel management plans, we've gotten 20 airstrips that are on roads, to have them say, yeah, it's a road and an airstrip. And right now, I think I'm working on 20 airstrips between Monticello, Moab, and Richfield. And I don't want to get real political or anything, but with the new administration that's in, it seems like they've really become a lot more helpful. So... now's the time to get all that done.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting.
All that cooperation and expansion. And it sounds like, maybe if I'm hearing what you're saying about the the dirt strip on the in the Dutch John Airport, that maybe there's some cooperation we can do with the county and backcountry as well on that strip.
I think that's one of the things that we kind of are overlooking with Taylor Flat, is that more than just getting this airstrip reopened, is just reestablishing these relationships that organizations like ours have with the individual entities, the counties, the public land managers, and whomever, to really help in that process. Because, you know, we've been able to do so much to the backcountry and airports like Dutch John that provide that opportunity for pilots to, for the first time, maybe land on a piece of dirt, is quite pivotal and an important part of a new, like, fledgling backcountry pilot's, you know, progression to be able to go to a place like Taylor Flat. And so whatever we can do as an organization to help those opportunities be a true benefit, not just for pilots, but the county as well, we're all ears, and we're happy to do a lot of the legwork to make those things happen. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, we're here to work with you guys. So if you need anything from us, you know, do not fail to reach out. We're not here to fight with you. We're here to work with you.
And help.
Whatever we can do to help you.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Thank you. Appreciate that. And if you have the time to join us virtually next week, you're more than welcome to drive up again. Or fly.
Maybe fly.
You fly. Well, I'll pick you up at the Manila airport if you like.
Perfect.
For the company meeting. So I would be happy to do
weather
that.
Dependent.
Right.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah.
You just have to tell us which gate you're coming in.
Yeah. Which terminal. Yeah. Very good. Thank you so much.
Hey,
that's really exciting. We're honored that you've chosen to push the effort in our county, and we appreciate all the effort and all the help, and we're excited.
Yeah, you guys have been the test bed with BLM, and it's been a long road, but we've made it work. And here we are. It's exciting.
I think we started 2.5 years ago with the BLM to get Taylor Flat reopened, and the first application they were going to deny, and I begged them to reconsider, which they did. So I'm glad that we got here.
There wasn't any arm twisting or anything like that?
No, their arms don't twist. They're very immune to that.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear, if there was a way you knew how to twist your arm.
Well, we were a little lucky in our first meeting that we got a representative from now Senator, well, Jack as well, but Senator Curtis, he was commissioner or congressman then, but he sent a representative over to that meeting. And having him in the room, and he knew the head guy over at the Vernal office of the BLM, and those two sat off in the corner and chatted. And I think having that kind of support, and we're still trying to cultivate support with the state legislature, not state legislature, but the federal legislature from the state of Utah. And I think we're still working on that, still trying to get them involved, and we're working on having a revision in the Dingell Act to help change some things and get some more runways procured and saved. So there's a lot going on. And Wendy is, like I said, she's the epicenter of all of this going on. So we're glad to have her.
What I found the best way to get the BLM to come to the answer that you want is to make it easy for them to go through their process. And, you know, if there's a hiccup or something, figure out how to get over that, and that worked here in spades for Taylor Flat.
Good. Jack, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys, and in particular make emphasis to what was just said in terms of the work that was done to make it easier for the BLM. But I also think we need to thank the BLM too, because they stayed diligent once things got going. It took a little while, but between Jerry, I can't think of his last name now. But they were good to work with. The attitude and the effort that they made was very good. It didn't feel like we were having to twist arms too much at all. It felt collaborative. So just wanted to say thank you on that.
Thanks, Jack. All right. Anything else before we move on? Very good.
We can excuse ourselves. We're going to head over to Taylor Flat and do a little survey work on the ground.
Very good.
Get things organized. So.
Can I go with you?
Sure.
I got room in my car. Not a lot, but I got room.
I'll take you up on that, but probably another day.
Okay. So
thank you.
My background picture's from Taylor Flat.
We'll send you the video. I shot some really nice video on Saturday flying over it. I'll send that to you.
Please.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
Some great video of just the Taylor Flat runway going back and forth both ways. So,
awesome.
I'll be glad to send that to you. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Any other citizen comment today? All right. Well, we're a little past time to recess and conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting, so we'll do that at this time. It's 9:31. We'll take a short recess, and then we'll come back to proceed with the commission and RDA meeting.